The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and today, Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Carl.
Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, who is the owner and the chief instructor and bottle washer and everything else at Northern Firearms Instruction, except now you've got, like, what, 150 people teaching for you now?
I wish I had 150 people. But I have you, and that's all that matters.
There you go. Hey, good morning, buddy.
What a great class this weekend. I want to thank you for that.
Well, I tell you what, I think a lot of work was done by all the instructors and the women that were in the class. I talked a little bit about it yesterday. 31 women in the class, and they all listened. The ones that had guns went home that evening after the class on Saturday and practiced. And I had, as I said, several of the women, in fact, came up and said, I'm kind of a little bit upset with my husband. And I thought, well, maybe here we are teaching. Yeah, okay. No, about how they had, they gave them really on how to grip the pistol. And it was totally wrong.
Oh,
and so
absolutely.
After they used, the method that we teach, they were right on the, targets. I think all of them were in the shoot-off.
It makes a world of difference. Makes a world of difference. You know what always irritates me about you, Carl? I prepare so hard for my classes.
Wait a minute.
and I'm always worried about everything. And you just show up on Saturday and Sunday, and you just walk right into that classroom, and you do a very good job. I mean, it's absolutely just watching you instruct is just such a joy for all the instructors. In fact, we all laugh about it behind your back. I'm sorry about how good you are. About how good you are, and you hardly practice.
And I don't
at all.
Hardly practice. Yeah. Well, I've only been around guns for like 50 years of my life, so yeah. I better be good at something. Hey, we're going to have Mark's story on today, but we're going to have a lot of other people on, and things are going on. But of course, the big thing is last night. Before we even get started there, I am just, out of my sink.
You are.
I am, because hello, good morning, Bad Bob.
You're moving my cheese around again.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, what's it look like today for weather and the rest of the week?
Well, it looks like the last blast of our summer season. Sunny today, a high flirting with the century mark. Overnight low down about 60 degrees or even a little bit lower. Tomorrow starts tapering off, and then it really slides down into the weekend. By Saturday, we will see a daytime high of 75 degrees. Possibility of rain and snow in the very highest elevations. So we are moving into our fall pattern. Right now in Reading, we are at, however, I will say that fire danger is still very high. Our current temperature is 59 degrees. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's a veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 27th of September. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Debates last night. Okay, I want all of you into this, including our listeners. Who do you think? Bad Bob. Ted Magnificent. Who won the debate last night?
I don't know if there was a clear winner. I do think that the Donald could have played it better. He had so many opportunities.
I think he was outpointed.
He missed the shots.
He had so many softballs lobbed to him that he could have just knocked out of the park, and he just missed them.
He
just missed them. She's such an easy target. She really is.
She is. And Lester Holt asked him some pretty specific questions, but I didn't remember him asking her about Benghazi. But when he asked about cybersecurity, the moderator did. And I would have loved to have been the moderator. But it was, did you see him last night? He never once lost his cool, but trying to control those two.
I thought he did a great job.
It's like having two little pit bulls in a gunny sack, and you're trying to keep them apart. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, but when he asked about cybersecurity, And he throws it to, he says, well, you know, we've been attacked by other nations in cybersecurity. He asked Hillary. And she said, well, we've got to build up our security. We've got to blah, 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 blah. And then it was the Donald's turn. Why he did not turn and look at her, look in the camera first, kind of cock his head to the side like, you know, the dog. He goes, huh, I don't understand this. And look at her and say, Ms. Clinton, aren't you the one that put a personal server in your bathroom that contained tens of thousands of messages that were sensitive or classified? And it was so bad, even being told not to, and that all, you know, five of your staff are pleading the fifth so they don't go to jail about what you did, and you're going to lead the attack on cyber, you know, on cybersecurity in this country, when the FBI, head of the FBI, said it wasn't even clear that you even knew what the classification markings were, and then you tried to blame it on one of our more distinguished generals and statesmen, Colin Powell.
Yeah.
And then I would have just said, I mean, how can you even say this? You know, and then I would turn it back to Holt and said, I'll give her the rest of my time to explain this. I think the American people would love to hear her try to explain this.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Yeah, there was just so much going on there last night. And he really just kind of goes off the cuff a lot. And he spent way too much time. They drew him into the taxes conversation. I would have just handled it with one sentence and moved on. Well, you'll see my taxes. That's all he said. That's what he said, basically.
Yeah, he said, you'll see my taxes.
Yeah, and then I said, next question.
I'm not going to be pushed into it. Yeah. But then the other thing, too, is that, you know, he says, and then she called him a racist because of something that happened decades ago when the government was suing a lot of different companies. They settled the whole thing. There was no admission of guilt or anything. They just, you know, whatever it was. And right at that point, he said, I am no more a racist and you are a misogynist to her, you know, for attacking the women and destroying the reputations of women who had the strength and the courage to come forward about your husband's sexual assaults on them.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Where was that? You know what? He ought to pay me. They ought to hire me right now, fly me out to wherever it is, and let me coach him for the next one, because this is ridiculous. Anyway, there was no knockouts. There was no I don't know if there's any home runs or anything like that, but there were a lot of singles. And if it was a boxing match, you had a lot of punches traded. You know, she may have outpointed him.
Well, she came out as polished. This is her 15th debate. You know, she came out polished, on message. Every time she had a question she didn't like, she just deflected and moved on to something else.
Moved on to something else.
He would stay in that question too long.
I know. Like you said earlier, just said, here's a, you know, answer, and then switch it to whatever you want to talk about, which is what she did.
Yeah, I think her handlers told her, put the screech owl away for this one, you know.
Oh, yeah, she would. Yeah.
I was happy to see that she was able to stand upright for 90 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing that I liked about it, and I always said, it's the difference between the two, is at least you know what Trump's got on his mind. You know, Hillary comes out and regurgitates the narrative very well, but you never know what she's thinking. Just like the current administration and President Obama and everybody else, you never know what's on his mind.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, this is what we're looking for, is what somebody says, is we're looking for a no politician, no spin. The guy's just going to talk like that. The thing he was really strong in is, hey, I'm going to build jobs. I'm going to take a look at these agreements that have been signed that are horrible for this country. And, well, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So what'd you think last night?
Well, you know, well, it seems like Lester Holt was doing his very best to emulate Candy Crowley.
I thought he was kind of...
practically every question, and Trump, to his credit, would have none of that.
I did think that was kind of interesting, how he kept throwing things. You know, he never once turned to Hillary and said, so tell us about that server in the bathroom, Hillary. Or,
well,
how about we talk about how you lied to the mothers and fathers of... you've been accused of lying to the mothers and fathers of those killed in Benghazi. Would you like to explain that?
Or, you know, when he talked about Hillary's temperament, he only mentioned one obscure, relatively obscure incident involving some conversation that took place between Hillary and her staffers behind, you know, some sort of a blue curtain at a, you know, AFL-CIO event or something.
I'm not even sure what that was.
And you know, this, I mean, Hillary has a, you know, has an established track record of throwing lamps and ashtrays and cussing people out, not just back when Clinton was in the White House, but you know, even now, more recently. And I kind of wish he would have, you know, gone deeper into that. But the questions, of course, I mean, if we know anything from the DNC emails, we know that the media likes to defer to the DNC on a lot of things. So, I mean, it seems like, you know, have you ever seen one of those Westerns where somebody is sitting in on a crooked poker game and the house is playing with a marked deck and you've got one or two of the other players who are in on it as well and so on and so forth? But, I mean, it was like watching a crooked poker game on TV.
Yeah. Okay, Charles, it was. Thanks a lot, buddy. We got to take a break. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, nobody does a better job than Home Helpers, whether it's for a short period of time. Like, say my friend Ted hurts his back.
Yeah.
He needs to have an operation, and he's laid up for a few days. The love of his life has to work, so he can't be there. So here's where Home Helpers will come in, make sure he's okay, make sure that the house is all right, and then be gone. On the other hand, if it's long-term care where he is laid up for, say, 3 or 4 months in home care, here comes Sharon Clark. She comes over and talks to him. She figures out what exactly he needs. She handpicks all the people that work for her. They're background checked. They're vetted. They are bonded and insured. And then she sends them over because it's a lot easier to take care of people in their own home.
I think that's a great idea. And I also think laying up sorry for 3 or 4 months is a great idea, too.
I think I like that idea, too.
Yeah.
Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350. Yeah, that's just kind of like, oh, I don't feel good. It's about 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl Botten, Ted Leidy here. And, hey, Ted, you know what? Before, you know, we're talking, we're going to continue talking off and on about this debate. Some new gun laws.
Yeah, AB 450 got vetoed. That's very nice. That was the increase of CCW fees to match the exact cost from the sheriff's department and what it cost to administrate it.
Yeah, and that's what Brown said. This is based on one county.
Right.
And it was. It was Sacramento and the for some reason their assemblyman or whatever it was.
It's a fight between Kevin McCarthy and Scott Jones. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy is the current Democratic legislator. Scott Jones is the sheriff.
Who, by the way, is running. Is he running against him?
No, he's running against another Democrat.
Another Democrat, okay.
Yeah.
So that was vetoed. Now, something else, though, that was signed. The first one is that the county can now issue their own proof of concealed carry license.
Yes.
They don't have to have that little piece of paper that folds weirdly into your pocket and then comes apart.
No, and some of the counties that I teach in already issue that, but they had to carry the card and the CCW permit together.
Right.
Now, they'll be able to just carry the card. The county can issue it.
I think, you know what, and I hope it's the kind that has your picture on it.
Yeah, it is in this county.
Well, and so, you know, that when the sheriff puts this together, that, and I hope he does it, it's a small one, fits into your wallet, and has your picture on it, has his signature, and I guess you have to have the guns on it, too, that you're registered with?
Yes, yes. The guns will have to be registered because they have to be able to identify the firearms that are permitted to carry.
Okay.
So somehow they'll have to work that out, and I'm not even sure
you know what,
Shasta County will do it or not. I'm not going to speak to the sheriff.
I'm going to offer our expertise to the sheriff on our software on how to make this form.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have it at the Reading Gun Club
for our
you know, it's important, though, when you look at that particular veto, is $100 out of the $153 that the sheriff charges for the permit go straight to the state for the DOJ background checks? The live scan service. So he has to make $53 go the rest of the way for the entire administrative process. So it's not like he's making a lot of money or the county's making really any money on this thing. It's important to know that $100 goes to the state already.
It always does. It's like, you know, it's like when Linda got the famous $546 red light camera ticket that she, I think the city gets $75 of $75 of $546. The rest of it goes to the state. That's it. That's it. Goes to the state for different, you know, and the voters voted for that. Okay, there's another big law, and this is for everybody. They couch it like, oh, look at what the police have to do, but it's more than that. The law says is that you will not leave a firearm unattended in your vehicle unless it's locked up. And that could be locked up in the trunk or in a case.
In its own container.
In its own container.
And out of sight.
And out of sight. And the reason that they did this, they're using as an example, is that we've had so many guns stolen for law enforcement personnel. And that's who I thought it was aimed at, but it's not. It's aimed at anybody. So if you're carrying and you can't go into a place for whatever reason, may say it's a bar.
Courthouse, post office.
Courthouse or post office.
The tropics.
You've got to come back and drop. You've got to hide it or put it in you've got to put it either in your trunk or in a locked case.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great idea. I carry a deposit bag underneath my seat just in case I want to do that.
Speaking of.
You carry what?
A deposit bag,
with the zipper all the way around it with the lock.
Yeah, that's legal.
Yeah.
So I just unload, store it, put it out of sight, and then I can go do, you know.
And then there's, you know what, there are things you can put inside your car. It's not going to cost you anything. It goes onto the rails of where your seats are, that you, almost like a cable lock that goes through, so you've locked it to the car. Anyway, Bob.
Speaking of law enforcement, did you happen to see the video? I think Ted shared it from Fresno. Very, very disturbing.
Yes.
Scary disturbing, Carl.
Is this the one where the guy gets out of the car and shoots it up, has a shootout?
No, it's where the CHP is in that mob. The California Highway Patrolman is in that mob, and they are attacking his car.
He's trying to do a stop, and a mob attacks the car, kicking and smashing it. Tried
in
to
Fresno?
Smash them. Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
In Fresno?
Yeah.
And he left.
Broad daylight.
He just got out. He escaped.
He got out of the car?
No, he stayed in the car but drove off.
Drove off?
Wisely, because he was far outnumbered.
But why? I mean, was it just because?
Because this hostility, because the thugs are taking over the streets. That's why.
Clowns are running the circus.
Well, I tell you something else, and here's one thing that, and this is one thing that Trump, I thought, did well. He says our African-American community in these large cities and Hispanic communities are living in terror. They can't walk down the street. Chicago's had 4,000 people killed in the last 8 years, you know, the shootings. And you talk about taking away guns. Oh, it's going to make it harder. None of those people that were shooting should have had a gun. And so what are we doing about that? That the Democrats that are running these cities have obviously failed in what they're trying to do in keeping people safe. It's like a third world nation there. And I'm not saying anything about, you know, races or anything, but when you get down in those inner cities, the cops don't even go into those areas sometimes because it's scary. They're going to need, you know, now Emmanuel's going talking about bringing in 500, hiring 500 new cops. How long is that going to take? Why don't they just call out the National Guard for like a month and take control of those streets again? You know, have curfews, have National Guard cruising with the police like we did during the riots up in L.A. You know, it works, and at least to get order back into that part of the city. It's scary. And Trump was right that if I was an African-American father that, you know, my kid's going to school, I'm trying to work, and I would just be terrified if I lived down in South Chicago that when he leaves to go to school, that he's not coming back. And there's nothing being done. And you can't take away the guns from the people that have the right to own a gun. I mean, that's the only way they can protect themselves.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, and you can look at that model of leadership throughout the country, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, Richmond. You know, you can look at that model of leadership throughout the country, and it's always the same.
You know,
it always ends up the same. Detroit.
And people say, oh, you don't know what it's like. Well, you know what? You're right. I don't know what it's like growing up as a Hispanic or an African-American kid in a neighborhood like that. But I do know, and I know Ted knows, what it feels like to walk through neighborhoods that are so dangerous. I mean, we're armored up and carrying guns, and I'm surrounded by Marines, and you are still in danger. But I know that feeling of when you walk out of that wire, are you coming back in that day?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I know what they're going through in that sense of this, you know, this it's not a fear, you know, when we're kind of in combat, but you know what the hell's going on all the time, but can imagine what it's like walking through your own neighborhood and not knowing if somebody's going to pop around at you.
Yeah, that's got to be a horrible feeling.
It's got to be.
I mean, and you know, it goes on a lot.
And we don't need to have that happen. And that's the part. If you're going to talk about anything, Trump, talk about failed policies, no jobs, unsafe, you know, these kind of things. I mean, don't get in the weeds about, oh, okay, I'll give you my tax return. I'll give you my tax returns when I'm ready. That's it. Don't even ask.
End of story.
Okay.
I don't think anyone cares about his taxes, really.
Yeah.
I think it's just a good narrative for the other side. I don't think anybody cares.
Hey, this Friday.
Classy, I can hardly wait.
Classy Cafe.
Oh.
30 years in the business. 30 years in the business. They're having a big German dinner. Bad Bob and Brenda. Bad Bob and the beautiful Brenda are going down there to grab it, because you're also going. We've got some other things going, but this is a great meal.
Yeah, en route to another event. We're not going to miss the German dinner,
right?
Yes.
How great is it?
Oh,
the rouladen is awesome.
Are you kidding me? Classic Cafe. Let me tell you. I promise you, if you go to Classic Cafe, you'll come out 4 pounds heavier. That's just the way it is, man. The Bon Appetit. I go and have the Bon Appetit for breakfast.
It's like, well hugged.
Yeah. Oh, and well hugged. Yeah. They love it.
I go down and I have their chipped beef on toast.
Oh, yeah.
They make the best. This is Classic Cafe off of Athens Avenue. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages at 7:30 in the morning here, Tuesday, 27th. Is it 27th or 26th today? 27th of September.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The legendary Shasta Speedway comes alive September 30th and October 1st. That's right, 2 days of excitement. Whether you're a loyal fan, have never been to Shasta Speedway, or haven't been in a while, listen up. Friday, September 30th, you'll gain free entry to the grandstands from noon to 6 p.m. as vintage race cars round the track in practice for the Western States Vintage Fall Classic. You'll be on the edge of your seat as you watch the North State Modified Series push it to the limit. On October 1st, the 51st season comes to a close with the hottest racing ever, where championships will be determined in the Lloyd Burton Against the Wind Modified Challenge. You'll also be entertained by vintage race cars with the Western States Vintage Fall Classic. Grandstands open at 1 p.m. for practice, qualifying at 6 p.m., and racing starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $10 at the gate, with children 12 and under free, courtesy of Tony Joe's Wholesale. Advance tickets are only $8 through September 30th at Kent's Market and Gas Point Market. Shasta Speedway in Anderson. Be there.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 27th of September. Good morning, everybody. It is about 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. The only place in town that not only has an indoor saltwater pool that you can work out in, saves wear and tear on your ligaments and joints if you're older like Ted is, but it also has every type of machine you could possibly want, including free weights. And when I say free weights, and don't tell me this, somebody said, oh, they're not free. I tried to take some home and they stopped me. Okay, got it, guys. Free weights you can lift with. Every type of reclining stair climbers, everything, spinning. And then at the end, you get to go to Boheme Spa, which is in the Wildgate Sports Club, and have your toes done. If
nice.
That's what you want. Hey, Wildgate Sports Club, great people. 768-1205. Hey, we're here with Michelle Scrivey and Tyler Schuster, French Country Market.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
Ah, ça va bien.
Oh.
Et vous?
Uh-huh. The only next words I know is je t'aime. I know how to say I love you in 12 different languages.
That's
Ken
nice,
knows how
Carl.
To say it in 15 different dialects of Farsi and in the Middle East. Okay. So what is the French Country Market?
This is our annual event. It's at Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is the church near Shasta High, the one designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Okay, now you need to tell me, because I was telling Ted about the church, and I said, I know you take a left, on, I think by Allen and Dahl or somewhere around
That's
in
right.
there, and then you take the immediate right going up the hill.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Left on Almond, right on
Frank Lloyd Wright designed church. It's absolutely beautiful.
So it's a day where we get to, you know, show off the church in a completely different way. We convert the church into a French country market type atmosphere. When you walk in, we have young people greeting you saying bonjour, and we have an accordion player playing French music. We have lots of stalls inside featuring live plants, flowers, lots of home and garden gifts. We have a vintage area if you like antiques and collectibles.
Plenty of jewelry.
Yep, lots of jewelry, lots of live music throughout the day. And then starting at 11, we have a bistro lunch, which has a French peasant soup with croissant and French bread and éclair.
Oh, yeah, and plenty of baked goods all day.
Yep, lots of baked goods. Mm-hmm.
I'm just pointing at the, because you're talking to... I forgot to tell you that when you talk to me, don't talk to Michelle. I know you'd rather talk to Michelle, but that way your face is
mic,
toward
sure,
me.
Yeah,
talking to the mic. Hey, are we going to have any 3D-dimensional the printers there making things?
No, that's my day job.
Okay, that's your day job, because I tell you what, I don't know if you've seen them, but they're great. They make little toys and stuff. Now, when you talk about handicrafts and collectibles and holiday gifts, Linda loves to go to these.
Great.
Because, and there's several of them going to be happening here in the next few weeks, because she goes in and buys gifts all year long for people. She'll look at things and go, you know what, Lisa would like this, or Carolyn would like this, or Bertha would like this. And she buys things, and she just puts them in her little big or large box of gifts for people.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty well-timed event.
It is.
It's just a fun day out. I mean, when do you get the opportunity to do this? It's a fun day out.
And the weather says it's going to be perfect.
It'll
Absolutely.
Be beautiful. We have lots of bistro tables covered with umbrellas. And then the best thing is that all the proceeds go back into the community. Tyler and his co-chair have gone through many of the organizations that the church supports, and they selected which groups will benefit from this.
Well, like what?
Mm-hmm.
Just as examples here.
Well, we've got the Hope Van, which goes out and provides health care for people around here, and FaithWorks, People of Progress, Partners Helping Families, and then a few others, the Southeast Asian Christian Ministry, Shasta Humanity Project, and the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center, to name a few.
Okay.
And so we've raised a pretty significant amount of money for each of those organizations. How much did we do in total last year?
We gave away $8,000 and divided between these groups. And we focus on groups that are helping people, giving them a hand up. We have one of the programs is focuses on teen parents, keep them educated, give them a few extra skills when they were, greeted with a baby. And, we're thrilled with that.
There's a variety of, you know what, and I see what you're saying, because some people go, oh, it's just going to, it's going to, people that aren't working and stuff. No, if you can give it to people that, especially for parenting, because kids are having babies. Babies are having babies out there, and they need some help and mentoring in this. And, helping people up, not out.
Right.
Community leadership.
Well, it is.
It is community leadership. That's what it is.
We've got a problem here in our city. I mean, right here in River City. with, and you can just walk around, or you can just drive in or my back and behind the station here. And there's a man sitting there that slept during the night. He's friendly, smoked his cigarettes, dropped his pillow out on the street. I picked it up and gave it back to him. So there's a lot of people that need some help here. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, I think, faith-based that's really going to do most of the help, frankly, because I don't see the city and county being able to get their act together.
Well, we're not afraid to step up into that space. You know, when you divide the money between these groups, it's not a lot. But, you know, Tyler and Jessica have done a great job of vetting who will get it. And the other thing is that we have a lot of families that host foreign exchange students through our church. And these youngsters are, they're actually a joy when they come and talk to us about the country that they've lived in. Mm-hmm. They help us set up or take down during the event. So we make them a part of this whole thing.
Yeah,
it's great.
Really. So this is going to be October 1st, this Saturday, and it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Proceeds go to the places that, that Tyler just talked about. It's $10 for the bistro lunch. The rest of the time it's just free. You just walk through there and buy stuff, and then the proceeds going to go to
enjoy.
To go to what?
The organization. The community organization.
I thought you said enjoy.
I got it.
It doesn't go to enjoy the Stuart. No,
we're inviting you to enjoy.
We're inviting you to enjoy.
Good call, Michelle.
What kind of music are you going to have?
We have, it's all local, mostly smaller groups. We have some trios. Many of them will perform French songs. Yeah. That's in their repertoire.
Like Michelle said, there'll be an accordion player there for a while, and then a few other instruments, guitar and...
Accordion player.
We've got some classical, a little bit of jazz.
We're going to have to go in polka.
I will.
A French polka. We'll give you the
I will.
Polka. Well.
We just keep yelling. You know, it's kind of like Cotton Eye Joe, but when you get to that one spot, instead of yelling BS, you yell, Jacques-Tim!
I'll probably need a little work before that.
Don't be afraid, Tyler. I'm like this most of the time. So this is a great time. French Country Market is going to be at the Pilgrim Church. And the address is 2850 Foothill Boulevard.
Right.
Which is right off of Eureka.
Right, and Almond. Mm-hmm.
You'll take a left on Almond and then turn right on Foothill.
And there's
Allen and Dahl.
Allen and Dahl
Funeral Home, right there. That's where you turn left, and then you kind of go an immediate right up the hill.
Yeah, and if you get to Manchester to school, you've gone too far. But you can't miss this. There'll be French flags around and
French Country Market. Proceeds go to community programs. Thank you so much, Michelle Strebe.
Merci.
And Tyler Schuster for being with us today, okay?
Merci.
Merci. Ted knows French. Tell him that word.
No, I don't know French.
You used it the other day. You said chocolate.
Well, I get them mixed up, and I'm afraid I'll say something on the air that I'm not supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Bob will have to we'll have to red button me.
We'll have to red button. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Being a part of the nation's number one window coverings franchise, Budget Blinds, gives you access to more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options to fit any budget. Jerry is dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality and shows off just how stylish you are. He'll bring samples and swatches of all types of blinds, fabric, and Roman shades to you so you can see how they look in your home before you buy. That beats running from store to store or taking your chances online. He'll measure your windows, do the ordering, inspect your window coverings on delivery, install them perfectly, and empower you with our no questions asked warranty. It's never been easier to get exactly what you want. Bring your questions and comments to the Budget Blinds booth October 1st at the Fall Home Show. Meet Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds team. Get started planning your new custom window coverings today.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, the annual global film festival you won't want to miss. Saturday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater in Reading. The screening of the 2016 Manhattan Short Film Festival. Tickets available at the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday, September the 27th. It's 59 degrees, going up to 99 today, but it's the last hot day we're going to have for a while. So don't leave anything carbon-based in your car. Weather reports, of course, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of our show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, with Espresso Joe's that offers discounts to veterans, best coffee and cold drinks that you're going to find. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. It's got a walk-in humidor that is just really, really excellent. I can't say more about Joe and Shelley, how they support our community, and all the things they do for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Ted Leidy and I, of course, are here with Johnny T and Jim Noble.
Good morning.
And we're
morning.
Talking
good morning.
About
good morning. Johnny and Jim.
Paisano Day.
Oh, Sons of Italy, I love them.
There we go.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay. Hey, it all starts on Friday, September 30th. 5 o'clock.
This dinner, Friday.
Yes, indeed. Dinner is from 5 to 8, and it's our traditional Italian-style spaghetti dinner, including pesto sauce is available as well, which is a favorite of many, many. And the dinner includes salad and garlic bread. Of course, it's not an Italian dinner without garlic bread. And it's $10 for adults, $5 for kids under 12. And our budget tournament starts at 6, and Johnny will talk about the tournament when we get to that. But also, we'll have Pat Karch. Quartet will be there for your dancing and listening enjoyment. And we'll have laser tag for the kids. That's always a fun thing to do. And, Johnny, you want to talk about the tournament?
You betcha. We are going to be rolling out with four brand-new bocce courts we just completed construction on at South City Park, which I think you know about.
We talked about that before, things that take you back South City Park.
That's it. And they're excellent courts. We've tried to make them bulletproof and user-friendly. And after Paisano Day, it's going to be open to the public. So perfect opportunity. And we're hoping that this is going to really kick off bocce in the North State so people pick up their bocce balls and go play after Paisano Day is over.
Do you have to have a special uniform for bocce ball?
No, I see things.
I see the little hat that you're supposed to wear when you're playing bocce ball.
Well, no, that's old school. If you lived in San Francisco, you'd have to be a very old Italian guy and a little cap. But down here, we're a lot more flexible with our open court rules. Anybody can play.
Do you have to have a mustache like you have?
It helps.
Okay. Yeah, you know, back in the day, you were talking about the cigars, right? Well, back in the day, an Italian with his little Tuscanelli cigar and probably a glass of wine on the side somewhere was a good thing.
But back to the actual tournament, again, four brand-new courts. We're going to be able to field 48 teams. We're going to start rolling out at the first game is going to be at 6 o'clock. We're going to play throughout the evening, probably get done about 8:30 or so, kick it up again about 8 o'clock in the morning, and play throughout the day till we get a champion. Again, we've got people who have been playing for years down there. They love the game. This is open up for some people who have been waiting to play. And as it turns out today, if you're listening and you want to play, give us a call, and we still got a couple openings. We're still waiting for Carl and the Globe and Anchor team, but we've just got a couple openings. We'll see if we can make that happen. Anyways,
the only problem is if we enter this, if Ted and I and Debate Queen enter this and we win because we're really competitive, then we're going to be there. Have to be there all day Saturday too, right?
Oh, that's true.
To collect our trophy.
Yeah. What else are you going to be doing on Saturday?
Well, that's true.
Think about it. But anyways, Bochy is just a great game. If you could make it by and watch the game, I think you'll see what
it's
I'm talking about.
Game. You know, you think about, is this boring? No, it's a little bit like shuffleboard.
Yes, it is.
Except that you're playing with balls, and it's got a lot of strategy, and people are looking at each other, speaking in Italian, and then they roll the ball. Well, okay, maybe they don't speak in Italian sometimes, other things. But it's a great time. But the big thing is it's Paisano Days. It's back. It's in a new location, of course, at South City Park. It's going to be Friday the 30th and October 1st, Saturday. It starts at 5 p.m. this Friday, $10 for adults for all-you-can-eat spaghetti with meat sauce.
That's right.
Here's your chance. Here's your chance to just really spaghetti out. And garlic bread. And I tell you what, I've eaten it. And you ask yourself, how can you cook for several thousand people spaghetti and make it taste good?
If you've ever been to one of the Sons of Italy dinners, you'll find out it works. I don't know how they do it, but it works.
I don't know how you do it.
It took us a while. We figured it out.
I tell you what, the pasta is perfect. The sauce is just great. And it's like, how can you cook? I cannot cook pasta for Linda and I without it being sometimes a disaster. You know, we've gone and we've tasted it, and we both look at each other. We pour it out and we start again. I mean,
you know, we figured it out. We know how to cook up pasta for a few thousand of our closest friends.
Well, see, that's the problem. If you invite them over, and no, I'll fix dinner that you can feed the whole neighborhood, because he can't just cook for four. Right.
No,
that's right. Who cares? Manja, bring him in, feed him.
We don't make sauce by the pot; we make it by the gallons. You know?
There you go.
So, that's true. Saturday it starts at 8 a.m. The Bochy tournament starts, and the finals are between 7 and 8 p.m. Saturday. And look at all the things you guys got going.
Yeah, in the meantime, we're going to be raffling. We're going to be listening to Italian music. We're going to be eating well with the sausage sandwich, bell peppers, and onions. There's plenty going on. But the Bochy, like I said, that's going to be front and center. And, Carl, I think you're highlighting. Who would have thought would it be a spectator sport? But it really is.
It really is. I mean, you can enjoy it. And you kind of like you. I mean, you don't see the wave going through the crowd. But a lot of people are, are enjoying it.
So if we were going to put together a Bochy team, where do you get the Bochy balls?
Oh, we'll have, as far as for the tournament, they'll be on hand. We have all the equipment, the Bochy balls and everything. And I will have a source there at the courtside showing you where you can get some really good Bochy balls. There's a Bochy sets. There's some places in town where you can get some, but they're not quite, they're kind of little cheapy ones.
I get it.
I'll help you find a good set.
Yeah.
But you've got them there that we can use.
Oh, yes. We have.
How many people on a team?
Four people.
Does this cost?
$125. But with that, you get a really fine Bochy / golf towel, even if you don't play. So we're making it good for you.
With that.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our gift to you.
Get that towel, whether you want it or not.
Yeah,
oh, you're going to want it. It's almost a collector's item right now.
Wipe off the...
that's it.
Four, yes.
I love it.
Okay, here's a question. Is there a drive-through for picking up spaghetti dinners?
No, there is
not.
Okay.
You want to stop by anyway.
No, not me. This is somebody that asked in here. But probably they see the crowds if there was like a takeout.
You bet. Not unlike the Cowboy Barbecue that we all participated in. Yeah, you bet. That's a good thing. But unfortunately, we're not set up for this
venue.
I can't wait to see it.
We're coming down to Paisano Days. Among the many things that are happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this weekend, you think, okay, now, see, is Linda singing? Okay, she's not going to be singing. So am I going to be teaching a class or something? No, I'm not going to be teaching a class. So... we have 35 events, so you get up in the morning and you just keep going.
Yeah, I have a wedding I'm going to on Saturday, unfortunately, and then I'm teaching in Bernie on Sunday. So that's my weekend. Yeah. I might get some Friday night in.
Well, come down Friday night. Come down absolutely. That's our spaghetti dinners. Traditional tasty Italian red sauce or the pesto, if that's your favorite.
Oh, I've certainly eaten this food. So good.
Now, Saturday, they're going to have everything, and this is from vendors, of Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, hot dogs, kids.
Hot dogs for the kids.
Or for Bob. Bob likes hot dogs.
Yeah.
Cannoli, ice cream bars, spumoni, and Zeppoli's.
Damn it. Actually, it's Zeppoli.
Zeppoli?
Yes. And what it is it's a dough. It's an Italian dough, deep fried dough. It's like a donut, and it's sprinkled with sugar on it. It's a tasty deal.
Okay, I can't. It's kind of like a donut hole. Okay, I like that.
Oh, no, it's great. It's a great
laser
dessert.
Tag cooking demonstrations in the afternoon.
Yeah,
raffle.
Chef Pam is going to teach us how to. Make a great minestrone soup with a demonstration.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Let's talk about people that are helping us put this thing on. Alan Gill Construction.
Yes.
Oh, this is for the contributions to the Bochy Quartz.
Yes.
Yeah. GCA. Is that GCA or CCA?
It's a Crystal Creek Aggregate.
Okay. CCA. Tullis, of course. Boyce Muse. Muse Concrete. Sierra Pacific. Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto. They better be helping.
They did.
They did.
Well, Rosetto, they better be helping.
Absolutely.
J.W. Wood, Payless Building, Z&H Associates, RAS, RAS, Rental Guys. So you got a lot of people helping.
We have to mention Rick Bassetti with the Colt 45s.
Oh, gosh,
he's been there every day helping us. He provided the vision. Wouldn't happen without him, and they've been helping us every day, and they're going to be great neighbors. We're trying to be good neighbors to the Colt 45s in Tiger Field.
Let me tell you something about Rick Bassetti. And just forget the politics, you know, whatever it was. Because since then, and he does, he won't even talk politics anymore. But what he's done in South City Park is extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary, with the help of people like Tullis, Lyle Tullis, and Boyce Muse, and Sierra Pacific, and other people that have been out there. It has been extraordinary what he's done out there and fighting to take South City Park back for our families. His vision with you all coming in there with the Bochy courts and the Paisano days and then the tennis courts, he wants to take, you know, and he believes in the city and where we can go with this. And you can't say enough about Rick Bassetti. People try to throw rocks at him. Oh, it's Bassetti Field. Okay, so what? I think they ought to name it Bassetti Field because he's made such a change in it. But that's just me. But then you all add in, you start Paisano Days there. I mean, gosh.
Like I said, he started off, and you're right. We talk about it. We've been down to working with Rick for a couple of months now, and we talk about it. We're taking back the park.
Yeah.
We're proud to the families.
We're proud, you know, that's our contribution, the Sons of Italy's contribution to taking back our park. You know, we feel now that we've become an integral part of our community. By opening up the Bochy courts, and right now there's construction fencing around them to protect them. But once Paisano Days is open, they'll be open to the public. You can go play on them anytime, day or night. It is a lit. The courts are lit as well, so you can play in the evenings
as well. So you don't need to have anything. You don't have to have any official things going. You just go down and practice
anytime.
I think that effort is well spent. And of course, I do love the fact that John said they were bulletproof. That's good.
Had to make them that way.
Well, you know, me being a gun guy.
Copy that. All right, I got you.
They're both.
Okay, we're here with Johnny T and Jim Nobili.
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 Paisano Days 2016, Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st, South City Park. Paisano Days, it starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, and it opens up at about what time on Saturday?
Oh, we'll be there 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Serving food. By the way, for food, here's some tickets to give out to the folks for spaghetti dinner or for food court on Saturday.
And our food court opens up at 10 on Saturday. The bocce starts at 8, food court at 10.
Okay, this is good for any one food item, including pasta dinner on Friday night.
Perfect.
So I've got two tickets to give away here to the first caller at 605-4567. You get two tickets to the Sons of Italy. Is this good for either night?
Yes, either one.
So they can use this if they go to a vendor?
Exactly. Okay. Well, our food courts will be the only ones serving.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they go to the food court.
Yeah, the food court is us.
Oh, okay. That's you all. Okay,
yeah.
So if they bring this and it's good for
food. Oh, absolutely.
For
you bet. Sure.
Oh, that's great. Well, we've already got a winner, everybody. Okay. Thank you so
Perfect.
Much.
Thanks,
Dallas. To Johnny T and Jim Nobley.
Thank you.
About this. We'll be right back after these after the news with Mark Story from Haven Humane.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa have been pulling together as they await rising floodwaters from the Cedar River. Lynn County Emergency Management spokeswoman Mickey Miller.
There really was a pretty strong call out for volunteers. People really stepped up in the community. So not only have the municipalities, the city and county really stepped up, but also volunteers have done a great job.
That is Lynn County Emergency Management spokeswoman Mickey Miller. More residents have now been ordered from their homes as a growing wildfire threatens remote communities in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. Officials say that blaze in a rugged area about 30 miles south of San Jose has already destroyed one home and charred more than 1.5 square miles. In the opening presidential debate last night, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump portrayed themselves as best prepared to lead the country.
From the economy to terrorism, both candidates tried to convince Americans they had the best answers. Clinton promised to tax the wealthy to help create more jobs, while Trump vowed to slash taxes and negotiate more U.S.-friendly trade deals. Clinton defended her decision to study for the debate, saying, "I prepared to be president." And Trump called Clinton a career politician who has a track record of bad experience. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate, Hempstead, New York.
European Union nations pressed ahead today with plans to boost military cooperation as Britain vowed to oppose the creation of an EU army or headquarters. It would be bad for NATO, said British Defence Secretary Michael Fallon.
We remain committed to the security of Europe. We're putting more troops into Estonia and Poland next year. We agree Europe needs to step up to the challenges of terrorism and of migration. But we're going to continue to oppose any idea of an EU army.
With Britain leaving the EU, France and Germany have been spearheading moves to boost Europe's capacity to run its own security. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Shares of Deutsche Bank were down sharply after a report that the German government will not intervene now with U.S. officials who are pressing the bank to pay $14 billion to settle an investigation into its sales of mortgage-backed securities.
The bank's shares closed down 7.5% at 10.55 euros on Monday after the recent report from Focus magazine. Focus, which cited government circles as its source, also said the government had made it clear the bank would not receive any state bailout. Deutsche Bank says it hasn't asked for help with the U.S. and isn't seeking a bailout. The bank has said it expects to pay less than $14 billion after negotiations.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. U.S. consumer confidence rose in September to the highest level seen in 9 years. That's according to the Conference Board. It says its consumer confidence index rose to 104.1. That was up from 101.8 in August, and it was the strongest reading since the index stood at 105.6 back in August of 2007. Breaking news at townhall.com. In Mexico, family and friends of 43 missing student teachers are marking the second anniversary of their disappearance.
Despairing parents, families and friends are again marching with the slogan, "They were taken alive. We want them back alive." The official Mexican government investigation concluded the corrupt drug cartel infiltrated Mexican municipal police, handed over 43 demonstrating student teachers to gangsters who massacred them. An Argentine forensic team and a separate team from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights both directly contradict this. Jens Blees in Mexico.
The fastest growing part of the U.S. auto market getting another new vehicle, Fiat Chrysler Jeep brand unveiling a redesigned Jeep Compass Compact SUV at a factory in Brazil. The new Compass replaces a model that had been introduced about a decade ago and had fallen far behind its rivals in the marketplace. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Ted, who has got who is the boss, the head, the presidente, the CEO of Northern Firearms Instruction, teaching all over Northern California. And Southern California. Now you're working your way down there, huh?
Yeah, we are in 24 counties, 5 cities, and then I just sent out 9 more proposals, picked up 2 more directors down south in Southern California.
Northern Firearms Instruction, you can look them up online or give them a call at
999-1822 or visit us at usgunpro.com.
Okay, Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Plenty
of the week.
As a matter of fact, looks like a good week. It'll be the warmest day today, in fact, possibly for the rest of the year. 102 will be our high. Overnight low will be in the low 60s. Then we start tapering off tomorrow, and it takes a downhill slide into the weekend. On Saturday, we'll actually only see a high of around 75 degrees, and overnight lows around 40. Could see some showery activity by the time we hit the new week. So quite a change in our weather right now. We are looking at 62 degrees in Redding, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, local company, veteran-owned company, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer during the summer, and their customers are warm friends during the wintertime. They're 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kenny own the company. Great people. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to be wrong if you go to Four Winds Jewelry. They've got the largest selection of estate jewelry. They've got the only trained watch repairmen in the whole area there. Rebecca and Henry do super work. He's a gemologist and can build the jewelry that you want. They've got it all. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we are happy. It's our monthly time that we visit and we invite back every month is our friend, the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and the development director, Diane Herner. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
This is it.
I am geared up.
Good.
Bark, wine, and brew. And we've got everything done. 8 days of recordings that were put.
8 days.
8 days. Nice.
Okay. Bark, Wine, and Brew this Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday is our Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Okay.
It's going to be at 5:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino at the Event Center. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to let Diane tell you all about Bark, Wine, and Brew because that's her baby.
I'm ready.
You're ready? All righty. Well, we have wine, beer, and appetizer samples, and that's all before a full dinner. So we have Wild Card, Fall River, Lagunitas beer samples. We have Mosley Winery, Matson, Ponche, and Alpen Cellars, also sampling wines. And then we have some appetizers from Sandy Specialties, Best Little Sandwich Shop, and 808 Bistro.
So is somebody going to be walking around with those, or are we just kind of like casually just grab them off a plate?
Yeah, you're going to cruise through the little vendors, and you're going to choose what you want while you're perusing all the silent auction packages.
That's great. Oh, silent auction packages. What are those going to be? What are some of the examples of that?
We have some vacation packages. We have a Vegas package in there. We have handmade wooden benches from actually our own Virginia Reader. And, we have so many silent auction packages.
Now, silent auction means you just fill in how much you want to pay, right? Okay, so that's not like you're drawing anything.
Diane doesn't know about this, but we also have two tickets with meet and greet backstage passes to the Rodney Atkins concert coming up.
Awesome.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, he scored those too, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Any tickets to the Super Bowl?
Crickets.
Super Bowl?
Sure.
No.
Sure.
Yeah, no, we heard the question. No.
Are you donating those?
Well, I was just thinking is that you could kind of hint around about it. I mean, a few more people show up, but you're already filled probably now, aren't you? You all sell this place out all the time, but if there are still seats, how do they get into it?
Well, they can go to havenhumane.org, and there is a link there. You'll see the Bark Wine and Brew logo, and you just click on there, and you can buy tickets online, or you can call us in my development department at 241-5262, and we will set you up. And we have a few more seats left, a few more.
Well, that's – are you sure? Because – if we counted right? Because usually you guys are, like, sold out.
Yes. There's a few left, but they will probably be gone today or tomorrow at the latest.
All right. Have you ever been down to
– I've been down, yes.
To
I love it.
Humane?
Oh, are you kidding me? I grew up in Cottonwood. We're a pet family, okay? We go to Haven Humane. We have two cats and a dog, and you know Carl, my dog. Got him from Haven.
You named your dog Carl?
Yeah, before Carl and I were really good friends, I named him Carl.
You know what? Carl's got a great trick.
Carl has the best. Carl
He's got
is the best dog.
Trick. He is the best trick I have ever seen on an animal, but I can't talk about it.
Yeah, on the air. I'll tell you something
about
Carl. Dog was completely trained when we got him from Haven. I don't know what happened. I don't know how he ended up at Haven. I do not know how it happened. The dog chases a ball, has never eaten anything, never had an accident. Never done anything except be a good dog and a great watchdog.
He's a great watchdog. As long, when you come in, there is this fierce barking from the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
If you come up those stairs, you're in trouble.
Okay. What kind of dog is it?
He's a Shiba Inu Lab, Golden Lab Cross.
Nice.
At least that's what Haven told us.
Yeah, that was our best guess at the time. Right?
Yeah, he was Badger. You guys had named him Badger.
Right on.
I think he's cool.
And you'd be surprised. That's actually the story that we get from most people that get dogs from Haven. So
a lot of them are trained
in some ways and really good dogs. I think they know that they're getting a second chance. And so
that's how we feel about it. Is there any maximum number of samples you can have from like Wildcard? How many times do you go through the line?
I don't think so.
We have no restrictions on the stamp.
Ted, why don't you come and let me know when they cut you off?
That's a very good call, Mark. I think I will.
I think for you is that you know when Ted walks in, they take those little wrist straps. Every time you go through, they're going to put another strap on you. And when it gets up to your elbow, it's time to maybe start slowing you down a little bit.
Dang. Okay.
Hey, what can I
How say? Do I know which one Ted is? Just look for all the straps on his arm. That's Ted.
I love me some Wild Card.
Oh, okay. So you could bring in your hydro pack.
Oh, that's right.
That you wear on your back and just fill it up with samples.
That's
and
true.
You just sip it through the rest of the night. Two liters of beer.
That's true.
Okay, now.
And you're emceeing for our event, right? Is that who we picked to emcee
the
event?
This guy right here.
Right? Okay.
You know what?
I'm just curious.
You and me. You and me. This event is, I enjoy it because, are we going to have somebody bringing in their pet? Is that going to happen this year?
We have a couple of surprises, yes.
Okay, all right, not going to talk about it, though. This is a great surprises. Super events, and then we're having a live auction.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That's the best part.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. Do we have anybody on the line? Is that you just, somebody's talking about something else? Okay. Okay, talking about the debates. You know what? We will continue to talk about the debate. Hey, hold on to your phone call and call me tomorrow because, I am going to be talking about this debate for weeks until the next debate. Then I'll have something else to talk about opportunities missed, opportunities not taken, and all of these. But we're talking about Bark, Wine, and Brew, and Avon Humane right now. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for 25 years. I tell you what, they've been voted best in the North State. It's a veteran-owned business. Martin and his people, Martin and Pam, own the business. Great, 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 great people. I can't say enough about them because they give you super service at great prices. They are there when you need them. They are there to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The legendary Shasta Speedway comes alive September 30th and October 1st. That's right, 2 days of excitement. Whether you're a loyal fan, have never been to Shasta Speedway, or haven't been in a while, listen up. Friday, September 30th, you'll gain free entry to the grandstands from noon to 6 p.m. as vintage race cars round the track in practice for the Western States Vintage Fall Classic. You'll be on the edge of your seat as you watch the North State Modified Series push it to the limit. On October 1st, the 51st season comes to a close with the hottest racing ever, where championships will be determined in the Lloyd Burton Against the Wind Modified Challenge. You'll also be entertained by vintage race cars with the Western States Vintage Fall Classic. Grandstands open at 1 p.m. for practice, qualifying at 6 p.m., and racing starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $10 at the gate, with children 12 and under free, courtesy of Tony Joe's Wholesale. Advanced tickets are only $8 through September 30th at Kent's Market and Gas Point Market. Shasta Speedway in Anderson. Be there.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Everyone who pays close attention to what's happening around the world can see that the world is in a very volatile condition. Things could explode at any time. We wonder what's next. Will there ever be peace? I have good news. The Bible teaches us what to look for and what to expect as the end times begin to unfold. We are currently teaching a series on the end times. And throughout the series, we will examine the rapture, the tribulation, and what's happening now around the world. We will also examine how Islam and the Muslim influence will affect the final days prophesied in the Bible. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, me, and retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy.
Good morning.
And, of course, Bad Bob's always here. You know what I did to Bad Bob when we went to break at the top of the hour? I announced I've got free tickets to give away, you know, for Paisano Days. And people are calling in, so he has to take the phone calls. And then with 35 seconds left, I usually will take us right up to the top of the hour. And I got lazy, and I said, we'll be back right after these, after the news. And I dropped it on him. He's got people on the phone. He's got 12 buttons, literally, he has to turn off or turn on. And I just dropped it on him. Wow, did Bob move fast. The fastest I've ever seen him move. Next to the time that the skunk was in the outside his house, he had all his dogs out fighting it. But I do that occasionally, Bob, just to because I can. I guess it's just because I can now and then. I try not to do it too often. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds, where Jerry will come out to your house with the finest in window coverings, and he will walk through with you, show the different kinds, things that fit with your decor and your budget. Beautiful window coverings. And if you don't even know what the possibilities are, he will show you what they are. He will display them, and then they have great prices. They guarantee their work. You're not going to get any better than Budget Blinds right here in Reading. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check out their website, budgetblinds.com.
That's Jerry Bay, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he did our blinds.
Oh, yeah.
He did a great job, and he's one of our students.
Well, then.
So, hey, guess what? We got to take care of Jerry Bay.
Well, you know, it's true. And
I really like him.
And he's a good guy, too.
He's a very good guy.
Wow.
Hard worker, did a great job on our blinds.
Sure.
Just really worked out well.
And speaking of great guys, we got Mark Story here, CEO of Haven Humane, and of course, the one who runs the place, Diane Herner, the development,
yeah,
the head
absolutely.
Of development for Haven Humane.
Yeah.
Now,
good morning.
Hey, we talked about the, of course, Bark, Wine, and Brew this Saturday, starting at 5:30 at the Wind River, and we talked about the silent auctions. What about the live auction?
We have some amazing live auction packages this year. We have, and we were just discussing this, the Photo Safari in Africa, South Africa, and it's at the Zulu Nyla Game Reserve, and it's for two people. It's all-inclusive, and you get two game drives a day. You get all your meals, pools, tennis. It looks fabulous.
Photo Safari.
Photo Safari.
I am so in.
You know what? The girls would love that.
Oh, they would freak
girls
out
would
on that.
They would. They would go into that, and then they would have because do you stay in one spot or do you go to different places? Do you know?
Well, it's on a preserve, and then they show jeeps, so you're going around. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like you're spiking out from the main 5-star place there. So you can hear the lions roaring at night.
You could probably see one. In the day.
Oh, you'll see them. But
for sure.
To hear them at night when they're going, and then they do this coughing sound.
That was very good, Carl.
You like that?
I am all the way impressed.
Yes, I would.
I'm not really sure I'd ever seen or heard that before.
Well, they don't sound exactly like that because, you know, frankly, I didn't want to scare everybody.
You're a worldly man.
Worldly man. You also have the ones, and here's the best part. You don't have to worry about them walking through the tent and licking your face because their tongues are so raspy they can just take the flesh off.
Oh, I know, yeah. Yeah.
And he comes up and gives you a little, a little kissy on the face.
I got it.
Licks off the side of your cheek.
Yeah, so they can knock down those impalas with just their tongue.
Just their tongue.
You guys want some time together?
We were having a moment, weren't we?
I had a moment out there.
I was thinking about the photo safari. I was thinking how awesome that would be.
But because you're going out now, you probably want to bring a camera more than just your phone.
Yeah, bring a camera.
Bring a real camera, right?
I got a good camera.
Yes.
But they guarantee you're going to get so close. I mean, there you are. Just think about this. You could be held above the head of an elephant when it's got you, and you'd be taking photos of it right before it slams you to the ground.
I do. I would like to be in one of those jeeps that's being chased by an elephant.
Oh,
but you have got to admit, that is a once-in-a-lifetime gig.
With the camera.
With the camera, of course.
How'd you get so close? Well, let me tell you.
They do chase you. I mean, I've seen them.
Anytime you get so close to an explosion or something like that, you have done something wrong.
Yes.
If that elephant is sitting there looking down at you, that is too close. Okay. That's a great thing. We're going to bid on that.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else we have?
I'm going.
I don't
so
even know how to follow
careful
all that.
What else you tell them we have.
Yeah,
I'm not sure where we're going
on,
with
Diane.
The next one.
Oh, well, here's another one where they can have some alone time. We have a Napa Valley wine tasting for six, but we have a hotel stay for two nights at the Andaz Hotel, which is amazing in Napa. This package is worth $2,800, and it keeps rising. We keep getting wineries adding to our wine tasting, and we have a limo for the winning bidder. Awesome.
A limo so that you can really partake of the tasting and not worry about falling off the Harley on the way home.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Is that on a certain date, or do you just pick the date later?
I think so. It's probably going to be like a Sunday through Thursday kind of thing.
I think that would be great.
But the wineries we have, I mean, we have Del Dotto, we have Peugeot. I mean, we have really top and amazing wineries with fantastic. Actually, Del Dotto is our favorite wine. So I you can tell I'm not going to be bidding on that at all.
No.
That sounds like a great one. Six. Tasting for six.
And you know what? You can take photos, too.
Yeah.
Of each other.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a SoCal package.
So how many is this for how many people?
All the wine tasting is for six, and then the overnight is for two.
Okay, so then Diane could buy this and invite all of us.
Yes.
Okay, we're ready.
All right, we're ready. All right. And then we have a SoCal package, which includes Disneyland, and we have a lot of other different things in that package. And just the Disneyland tickets alone are worth $620. So, I mean, that's Disneyland's expensive now.
Disneyland
so that
is
a big deal.
You know why it's expensive? Pricing out the riffraff.
Well, is that what
you don't loiter at Disneyland?
You don't.
You're
loiter.
Paying. You're paying and to be at Disneyland,
and you're moving.
And that's right.
And you know what? They are turning people over too. And then you get to. Does that for those tickets go for both the Adventureland?
Yeah, it's one day park hoppers for four. So for a family, it's perfect.
You know what does it come to that it costs $600 to take your family to Disneyland?
Where does that come from? That doesn't even include the food yet.
Oh no!
Parking.
Do they charge you to park, too?
Oh, man.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Yeah, the parking's actually pretty reasonable. That's the one thing that's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
What about, does it have a place to stay included in this?
We do not have a stay.
But you could stay in the Disneyland Hotel and take the Sky Ride all the way over. Yeah.
We did that like 4 years in a row when my kids were little. It was really fun.
It's called the monorail.
The monorail,
that's right.
Well, see, the last time, the kids really didn't want to go, but Ted did. So
it's true. they're grown now.
Yeah. Well, people take their grown kids, and kids love that.
Yeah, we're talking about going back just to go back.
My daughter lives 10 minutes from Disneyland now, so I'm looking forward to going down and visiting her, and then we'll go to Disneyland.
Absolutely.
She got her season pass. She goes there just to hang out and walk around and
watch people. How much is a season
pass? You know, I don't know. She's a student, and she's a SoCal student, so I think it's discounted, and they black out certain days.
Yeah.
So, but
military
I don't think it was
tickets.
That much.
You can go through the military, too, and get a pretty good deal on it.
You know, I was speaking of military, when I was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the best time to visit Walt Disney World in Orlando was Thanksgiving week because everybody was doing something, but school's out still, right? So you could go. There was no lines. There was nothing going on. We would always go down on Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
Off season.
That sounds like great. Okay, something else. We've commented on that one now.
All righty. Viva Las Vegas. We have a two-night stay at Bally's in Las Vegas with a lunch or dinner there. But we also have a $150 gift card to Emerald's Table 10 restaurant in the Palazzo, which I've actually eaten there, and it is fabulous.
Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long is the stay?
Two nights.
Do we have
to add on to that?
Las Vegas?
We'll have to add a few nights onto that.
You just find that and just play that randomly then from now on. Okay, so Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas has changed so dramatically. And, you know, and gosh, with the last 30 years, they've gone from just, you know, or 40 years now, they've gone from the gangsters to the bean counters who made it into some kind of children's, you know, circus, and all he said, bring your family.
To the hipsters.
Yeah, back to
the hipsters.
back to the part is, leave your kids at home. This is an adult sanctuary here. But it used to be, you could walk in these places, and if you walked in uniform, you won at the 21 tables. You didn't have to count cards. You didn't have to do anything. In fact, don't even look too close at your cards because you'd win. They'd say, okay, winner here, and they'd shove money at you. If you're in uniform.
The good thing about Vegas now is you can go there and you can do. There's free shows everywhere now that you can just walk along the strip and see, and there's tons of great shows that you can go see. I mean, it's not just about gambling. It's a really small part of Vegas now. You can go do anything.
It's incredible.
Tons of stuff. It's so much fun there, yeah.
Yeah, we were just there last month. We saw Jersey Boys. Great.
Nice.
Awesome.
Cool.
I love Vegas.
So it's a trip to Vegas. We're going to take a break now. And
Diane and Mark get the award for the best live auction advertised today.
Oh, and there's much more.
Yeah, great. Yeah. We're going to go do some more of that, plus all the other things that are happening here. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who's in charge of all the development over there at Haven Humane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 25 39 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started their company about 8 years ago. They, John and Sarah, they have great customer service. They have any type of gun or pistol or long gun you're looking for, all the accessories, great gunsmithing, super, super customer service. They have classes in CCW and hunter safety. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms, and they give real discounts to veterans. Go down there, see it, take a gun down if you want to have it worked on. If you're looking for a gun, head down to Bastiani Arms. Let him meet or beat the big box store prices. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas!
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Barry Tiffin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Ted, of course, is a retired command sergeant major, heads up Northern Firearms Instruction.
And good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We're here, of course, with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who is in charge of the development, business development, and I guess part, a lot of it's fundraising, too, for Haven
absolutely.
Humane.
Yep.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Guys, if you're looking for a place to walk into because you need to find something for your loved one, just go on down to Dandelion Boutique. The girls there will help you. I mean, with Linda, because she's in there a lot, I'll walk in and say, so which Linda looking at lately? And they'll give me a list of like four or five different things. And it's great. All they'll help you to find the right things. Okay, what you like? You know, like I brought home Brighton bags, you know, jewelry, everything. And it's all very, very reasonably priced. Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. They have it all. Ah, now, as my, we've been talking about Bark, Wine, and Brew. Now we want to kind of shift off that for a couple minutes and talk about all the other things that's going on this month with Haven Humane.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on. October is National Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, and we have tons of dogs, wonderful dogs, all looking for homes. So please come in and try and find your next family member.
I'll tell you
what,
we've
got some really, really good dogs looking for some homes right now.
I couldn't work there because I'd be seeing a dog every at least once a week. That's, you know, we need that dog. And I know you've got a ton of dogs already.
Yeah, I have six. I haven't added. Next month will be 5 years since the last one I added. So well before I got to Haven, and it's tough because I've fallen in love with dozens of them.
Yeah.
I always say that I've never met a dog I didn't like. I always say the dogs always love me, even though I know that's not always true. But I am more offended when a dog doesn't like me than I am when a person doesn't like me. When a dog doesn't like me, I'm like, what did I do? When a person doesn't like me, it's like, I'll get over it.
Yeah, I could care less.
Whatever.
I could care less what you think.
But
like
when a dog doesn't like me, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do? But we've got some great dogs. We have a clinic special going on for October. You can have your cat tested for feline leukemia virus or feline immunodeficiency virus, which is FELVFIV. And that's just $25 for clients who qualify. That's discounted. And then our second Tuesday club is coming up. The second Tuesday club dinner is going to be on Tuesday, October 11th. It'll be hosted at Savory Spoon, which is on Placer Street now near Market.
It's if we walked outside and took a right and headed there through the promenade area, we'd be there at the Savory Spoon. And super, absolutely fabulous food.
It's fantastic. Their food is great. The service is great. The food really is a home-style comfort food. It's fantastic. I love going there and eating there. So that will be on October 11th, and that will be for dinner. And then they are going to graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven and us helping the animals.
And by the way, on November 11th, they will be providing free dinners or dining for veterans. And they've been doing that since 11-11-11. So I think that's great, too. People at Savory Spoon.
They're fantastic, and they use a lot of local and organic ingredients. They really are, we talk about this every month when we're together. They really are a part of this community, and they really feel like they give back a lot and try to give back a lot to the community, and they do. They do. I think they have one day where they say pay what you can. I think they still do that.
They used to. I'm not sure if they still do it down there because of their location.
They did do it. Yeah, they may not now, but they definitely were doing that for a long time, which was helping out. So they do a lot of stuff locally, which we definitely appreciate. And then volunteers, we were talking about this off air, but volunteering at Haven is great. It's very therapeutic for the human. It's fantastic for the animals. It saves animals' lives. Every time they're there, I absolutely love seeing the green shirts, the bright green, you've seen them, shirts on the volunteers, they wear them when they come out. And our next volunteer orientation actually is this Saturday, same day as Bark, Wine, and Brew, but it's at 10 a.m., and it's in Haven's classroom. And then the next one will be Friday, October 28th at 5:15. That volunteer orientation takes about an hour, maybe a little bit over, and it's with Wendell, who is our volunteer coordinator, and he just goes over, hey, these are the things you can do, these are the things we need help with, what do you want to do? Because really it's about you. We have people that volunteer pretty much everywhere. We have people that walk, majority of them walk the dogs, and that's a big part of what we do because it really helps the dogs and enriches their lives while they're with us, while we're looking for their forever home. We have some folks that socialize the cats, which is a totally different thing. And then we have people that help out in the clinic. We have people that help out in licensing. We have people that just help out wherever they kind of want to help out. We have people that help out in development. A couple people volunteer in development. So there's a lot of opportunities to help out. The biggest one is walking the dogs and helping out with socializing the animals because that is saving the animals' lives. So, again, that's going to be this Saturday, October 1st at 10 a.m. in Haven's classroom, and the next one is Friday, October 28th. And then the other thing we've got going on in October is we have a dog licensing clinic. It's going to be October 4th, which I think, is that a Wednesday? Must be a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday, October 4th. That's at Shingletown Public Library.
So why we had 6 seconds of just silence there? My bad. One out. I mean,
so
we just make something up. Nobody's.
So the dog license clinic is Tuesday, October 4th at Shingletown Public Library, and that's from 2 to 5 p.m. Dog licenses will be available for City of Reading, Shasta County, or City of Anderson. I'm sure if it's in Shingletown, most of those are going to be county licenses. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8. If your dog's rabies vaccination is current, please bring the rabies certificate so you can get the license. And for license fees, you can visit our website at havenhumane.org. And cats are not required to be licensed, but are welcome at the clinic to get a rabies shot for $8. And microchips for both dogs and cats will be $20. Cats must come in a carrier. So that's one of our licensing clinics. I think that might be the last one of the year, but I'm not positive on that. That's pretty much all the stuff that's coming up. We do have Giving Tuesday coming up November 29th, which is a big thing, but we'll be coming in here talking about that again before that happens.
Well, you're going to be probably November 29th. We can talk about it a couple of times.
Yeah. It was.
In October and November.
Mark, do most people microchip their pets?
No. Most people don't. Most people don't alter their pets, and that's why we're in the problem we are with the overpopulation. All of the animals that are adopted from Haven are spayed, neutered, and microchipped before they go out, and that's pretty normal with most of the rescue organizations in the area as well. I think it might be normal with all of them, and it's definitely something that we recommend. It's cheap. I mean, if you do it at one of our clinics, it's $20. If you do it, and you can come into Haven, it's $30, and that's lifetime registration. So for $30.
And here's the thing,
come
too.
On,
is I don't know how many times that I've seen photos of animals you picked up, dogs, and you said, you know what, if they've been chipped, we could have found their owner.
Yeah.
And, you know, there could be people that, you know, they stopped at a rest stop and their dog got away from them, or they were visiting people. Dog got away, they had to leave, you know, but...
And our officers carry chip readers in their car, so if that's one thing they do right away is they check them for a chip, and if they have one, they call into dispatch and say, hey, here's the chip number, can you call and get the owner? We get in touch with the owner, and most of the time, as long as you keep that information current, and I would definitely put your cell phone on it, most of the time, those dogs go back to their owner before they ever come to Haven. So, you know, they'll say, okay, well, meet me here.
And I know it's harder for you with Carl, your dog, because he's in that witness protection program. And so he's probably got a couple of chips with different names on it. So
yeah.
And then one says, call this number, talk to Barack Obama.
Carl has a bad habit. I think that's what happened to Carl. Carl has a bad habit. If you take him out, say, to Whiskey Town or someplace like that, he likes to sneak and chase things. And he won't tell you. You could kind of notice him getting a little weird, and then all of a sudden, he's off the trail and gone. And I think that's what happened to Carl. I think he got lost.
So a couple of years ago, they came up with these things that are called leashes. So you put these things called collars on them, and you put a little license on them, which you're required to have, and then you clip the leash onto them, Ted, and then they can't sneak off. It's crazy.
I'll have to look into that. That's a solution.
I'll send you a link. There's a couple companies that make them.
What a solution.
That you put a collar on them, and when they reach a certain point, you push the button, and it knocks them down.
Yeah, I don't recommend that one.
Oh,
then
they come back. One of their ears is drooping. All the wax has been blown out of their ears, so it kind of cleans it out.
I'm going to tell them you said that.
Don't tell Carl.
Be different next time you come
and
over.
And yesterday, just to kind of put it out there, yesterday, the governor passed AB 797, which was allows people to break the windows to get a dog out of it. The one thing that I will caution people about is there's a whole list of protocols that you have to follow prior to just breaking the windows. So
I must agree.
And hit it with a hammer.
I highly suggest that if you are one of these people that want to break a window to get a dog out, that you read those protocols first. And our officers are reviewing them as well so that they're well aware of them so they can help educate the public on that.
What you said there, Mark, is – only thing people are going to read is, if it looks like this dog's in trouble or cat, I can break the window, and it's legal to do that. They don't understand that you've got to do something like try and find the owner or call somebody else, call the police.
There's a whole bunch of procedures they have to do prior.
They're going to hit it with a hammer. I've rescued this dog, and it turns out the dog's in there, and it's in air conditioning. It's listening to Bob Skaggs. It's very happy.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, and the Blue Oyster Cult. The dog's happy, and you've already busted in a person's car. Can they then, if you don't follow the protocols, can they have you arrested?
I don't know, but I think that you'd still be liable for it. So I would definitely make sure you know about those protocols because they aren't difficult. It's just you have to follow a few steps, and then if you can't get through to the person then legally you can break the window. But You can't just walk up and break a window and go, hey, I saw that you can break a window. Nah, that's not really what that said. So just to put that out there.
And it's criminal liability that it shields you from anyway. You can't be shielded from the civil liability that's going to come along with that, I'm sure. Anybody can file a lawsuit against you. So just be careful. And you're right. If that was something that I was all the way interested in, I would just learn them. I might even write them down.
Yeah.
On a card inside my wallet.
It's not much,
wallet.
But
yeah,
okay. How many times does that happen? You know what? Twice. Though it's lucky that I've had to rescue Bad Bob, and then I tried to rescue him. And Bad Bob points out that the back of my Jeep's open. I'm okay. I said okay. All right, hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It is the place for all men to get their haircut. The real men go there. It's man's last stronghold. It's got a great collection of Car and Track magazines. It's got all those different heads on the wall. Dr. Phil's not on the TV. And the only type of gel they have there for your hair is Butch Wax. So we're talking about a manly place to go to. Right there, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Mark Story and Diane Turner.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, the annual global film festival you won't want to miss. Saturday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater in Reading. The screening of the 2016 Manhattan Short Film Festival. Tickets available at the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Stop by the Budget Blinds booth at the Fall Home Show October 1st.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Worthy Cause. Bob Irvine, executive director of a nonprofit dedicated to providing job and housing support to adults with disabilities, attended a Tri-Counties Bank seminar looking for ways to run his organization more efficiently. Inspired by the nonprofit's worthy mission, Tri-Counties Bank branch manager Travis Barker and his business banking team put their hearts into finding a solution. The dedicated experts on the Tri-Counties Bank team identified missed financial opportunities and presented Bob with a financing restructuring deal that helped the nonprofit save thousands of dollars a month. Now that's service with heart. Business lending, cash management, heartfelt solutions. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before. Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am. All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm. Here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Call agent Zach Bay at 221-3224 or visit his website at zachbay.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I was looking for love in all the wrong.
what I'm dreaming of.
Welcome back to Point Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Botten, Ted Leidy, today, Tuesday. Tuesday is Ted Day.
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy.
Bud and Sissy.
Oh.
Right? Am I right?
Okay, one of the first few months that we went out, we went down to this place in one of the casinos, and they had a band in there, and they were singing Western stuff, and they played Looking for Love. And Linda didn't know this, but I know every verse to that song, and I sang it along with them. And she thought the first verse was kind of cute and all that, and everybody, you know. But then I sang the second verse. You know, there's four verses.
Yeah.
By the time the fourth verse started, she's just looking at me going... She's looking around the room because people are, like, wanting to join in. You know, I've got a tremendous voice. And so at the end of it,
I have a tremendous voice.
That's right. I have a tremendous voice. And people wanted to join in, but I think they were afraid because, you know, I sounded really good.
I totally get it.
Let's go back to Mark Story and Diane Herner from Haven, Maine. Diane, it's your turn. She's sitting down there. She's shaking her head. She's writing things down with red ink going and then scribbling them out. I think, I'm not sure, but it was your name, Ted.
So, oh, yeah.
Okay. So live auction items, we've talked a little bit about them. We've talked about some great auction items, but you've got a few left on there.
Right? Oh, yeah. I have more auction items. We have Everyday Fitness has donated a couple's one-year membership. Larry down there is huge Haven Humane supporter. We have a houseboat from Silverthorn for three nights in off-season. And we have a case of Ponche red wine, which it is no longer available anyway. They are local residents that were making wine in Napa, and it is fabulous. So we have, like, one of the last cases that she donated. We have a week in San Diego with some fun things to go with that. And that's just a portion of the live.
Little Switzerland in the Incline Village.
Yeah.
Three nights, and you choose fall, winter, spring, or summer. If you are a skier, this would be a great place to go to, you know, during the winter. You're 5 minutes away from Diamond Peak and Lake Tahoe Hyatt Casino. So, I mean,
it's yeah, North Star is 20 minutes away. Squaw is about 30. Heavenly's hurt 30. Yeah. You can go in the summer. The Hyatt down there is awesome with all the beaches. It's beautiful in Incline Village.
Boy, that's a high-end deal right there. You know, that sounds like fun.
You know, something else, too, is you've got a new charbroiler four-burner gas grill and a gas fireball bowl.
It's a gas fireball.
Fireball.
Gas all right.
What
is the auction for the gas fireball?
I'm not sure with the gas fireball.
I think that's candy.
Can we save a seat for the fire chief, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The fact is, if you don't hook it up right, you could have the fireball. Yeah. So anyway, but you know that's cool too.
I mean, how do you hook yours up? It's kind of scary.
I hook mine to the house gas so that I don't ever have to worry about propane. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do those things. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Do you care? No. Okay.
No, I do care. I was just thinking to myself, so you got a line running from your house over to your
No, it's built in, and it goes underneath, and it comes up, and so when there's always gas. You don't have to worry about halfway through because you haven't even thinking about it. Your propane leaves.
Yes.
Leaves you.
Natural
leaves
gas.
You, leaves you with, you know, half a chicken. Okay. We're talking about Saturday, the October the 1st, Bark Wine and Brew. It's going to doors open at 5:30. Linda and I will be there emceeing. And the event where it's got silent auctions, balloon sales, wine and beer tasting, appetizers, a wall of wine, raffles. It's got it all. It's got it all.
Lou White and the band will be there.
Lou White and the band will be there playing. All types of awards going to be handed out that day.
We're going to have a couple of people we're going to honor, yes. And then we have a video that we made that is going to be, I'm not going to ruin anything, but it's a Camp Love a Pet video, which we're pretty proud of. Actually, Diane's daughter Paige did the editing, and it came out really good. We're excited about that. And then we've got a really special announcement that we're going to make about the future. And we're pretty excited about it. So, you know, Bark, Wine, and Brew is an opportunity for our supporters and our community to come together and really celebrate the successes that we've had over the past year and really look forward to more successes. Every year we save more animals' lives, and this year is not going to be any exception, and we want to continue to set that bar higher and higher. We're never going to be satisfied with where we're at until we have a North State with no more homeless pets, and that's the goal that we've had for many, many years, and that's the goal that we are really working very hard to achieve.
Mark wants to be out of a job. essentially.
I do.
You want to move to someplace else and have a huge success there. Wouldn't that be great?
Yep.
But it won't be as long as I'm going up to the dog park, and the few times I go up there, Linda goes up every morning, and I see people bringing in their animals that are obviously have not been neutered, and they're wandering around, and you wonder why people do that. I mean, they're not going to breed the animal. It's you wouldn't think. It's not a full, it's not like it's a purebred. They just don't want to do it or something. I mentioned to them, hey, you can take this down, take your dog down to Haven, Maine, and they'll give you a deal on these things. They ignore me because they don't want to do it. It's not worth their time, or there's some kind of
perception
that it's not right to do.
There is.
Well, they project human personalities onto their dog, and to them it becomes a human being. I mean, it really does. And then they'll look at you and say, well, how would you like me to do that to you? And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Well, I mean, that's really what they do, right, Mark?
Yeah. I mean,
that's exactly what I've been told.
I mean, I think that's pretty well put. I mean, I think that's exactly what they do, and it's really not about that. Studies have shown that they are healthier when they are altered as well, because it takes away chances for them to get some cancers that they do get. And it's just that, we have so many homeless animals right now that, we can't find homes for. And that's the problem. We need to stop them from coming into the shelter to begin with. We need to fight it at the source.
And I know you never talk about it, and I understand why. But there are animals that are euthanized.
Well, there's millions across the country, there are some here in Reading, too.
Millions of animals.
Millions.
And you think about it, you all have, you're trying to save every one of them. You're finding homes in different states for them, all these things. I mean, but it's people, like with this cat problem, if you get your animal neutered or you capture a feral cat, have it neutered, and then put it right back out there again, it's not going to have babies. And it will protect its own property there.
Yeah, and I'll say this really quick because I know we're running low on time, and I want to finish up with Barkhorn and Brew. But, what we've been doing in sheltering over the past decades is the definition of insanity, because we continue to do the same thing over and over again expecting a different result, and it's not going to happen. So we have to take different approach to this, and we have to do this from a bunch of different angles. And we're going to talk about this just a little bit at Barkhorn and Brew, not too much, but it is part of the announcement that we're making. But and for a big part, we are doing that. And right now, unfortunately, we can't save them all, but we are working towards a day when we can, and we're saving more than ever. And every time we're unable to save one, I think it just inspires the staff to work that much harder to try and save the next one. Because, it's not that we didn't work as hard as we could to save that one. It's just sometimes we're just not able to. And so, we want to save them all, and that's what we're working towards. And I think we're getting closer every single day.
Ideally, yes. Okay, we got like a couple minutes to finish out on the Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Well, you can help us reach those goals by attending our Bark, Wine, and Brew. And so just for a recap, we have our wine, beer, and appetizer samples, full meal. We have raffle prizes, silent prizes, live auction packages, and we have our mystery balloon items where you get to pop a balloon. And the balloons are $20, and you can get a prize anywhere from $20 to $100 in those balloons. So it's really fun. And then we also have our wall of wine.
The wall of wine.
And how can they obtain tickets? How can they buy tickets today?
They can go online to havenhumane.org or call me at 241-5262.
We just sold two tickets here today.
That's right.
That's right.
We should ring the bell.
Ring it.
Oh, he's got one. Check that out.
There we go.
Nice.
Ring that bell. I don't ring it a lot. Yeah, because it does things to Bob's ears when I do that, and I'm really banging at it. Bell. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today, Diane Herner, who is in charge of economic development and fundraising and all those things that fall under your purview at Haven, Maine, and, of course, Mark Story, who is the CEO. We've got, like a minute left here. I would just like to say that, I've watched Haven, Maine over the last 8 years. And the young lady that brings in Amy, I think.
Amy
brings in the animals, and before her it was Spencer, that bring in these animals, have this love for these animals. And they, you can tell by the way they hold them, the way they're with them. And then when you walk in, when you go to Haven Humane, you meet all the volunteers, you meet all the people that work there. There's a genuine interest in animals, that this is not just a job. It can't be a job. It can't just be a job for this. These are living, breathing I don't know, living, breathing animals that they have personalities. They are something out there. And I just want to thank you, Mark, for all the things you've done here, because I know you've made a lot of sacrifices and people will never know about to make this job and to make what you're trying to accomplish happen. So I think that maybe you're not thanked enough. So here you go.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And, you know, I think that this job would be a whole lot more difficult, not that it's not very difficult already, but it would be a whole lot more difficult if we weren't in a community that was so supportive and really truly believes in what we believe in and saving the animals' lives. And you guys are a big part of that. So thank you so much for having us.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, Mark Story and Diane Herner of Haven Humane. Tomorrow, Joe McKenna, CloudWise Academy, is going to be on. He's talking about what's going on in the IT world and how IT can help you with your marketing, how sometimes your web page is going to work against you, and much more. That's Wednesday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Their first debate behind them now. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are back on the campaign trail today. As for who won last night's showdown, well, that depends on who you ask. Trump running mate Mike Pence says Trump won on both style and substance.
What the American people saw is what crowds of tens of thousands are seeing all across the country.
Clinton running mate Tim Kaine, also on NBC's Today Show, says what America saw was a telling contrast between the two candidates.
One candidate said, I made a mistake, I've learned, and I'm sorry. And one refused to apologize, refused to take responsibility.
The second debate, scheduled for October 9th in St. Louis. The nature of the terrorist threat in the U.S. is evolving, so says Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who explains that so-called lone wolves are playing a greater role.
Can be a U.S. citizen, can have been born here, but is inspired by...